Rabbi Mo, Tuesday night.
Very interesting Shaila. Is someone wants to use, I'm not going to be Marich, because there's only a few minutes I want to take from this, I've got other things to mention. Very interesting thing, this thermal cooker, it's called a thermal cooker, has not got any electricity, does not use electricity. You put your cholent, you put a raw cholent in a pot, this looks like a pot, which goes inside here. The pot, you put a raw cholent inside, you put it on top of a gas in your kitchen, it goes on any gas or any electric thing, maybe induction as well. You leave it on there for about an hour, so it's basically cooked. You can put it for 2 hours. Then you take the cholent just before Shabbos, you can. It's lav dafka Shabbos, it's a gosher thing. And you put it inside this, it's called a thermal cooker. It's like a similar to a thermos flask, similar idea. There, it's already poured from a klirishin to a klisheni to the thermal flask. Here, it's the actual klirishin itself that was on the fire that is put into the casing called the thermal cooker casing. And you close it, it's got some airtight meshuggah in the way of doing it, and it keeps it hot. The handles somehow blend in somehow. And the interesting thing is, somehow, yes. And it stays hot for many, 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 many hours. The person who told me is on the website, it says 7 hours, but it's way more than that. That means for cooking. It's once it's properly cooked, it stays hot for Shabbos day, but it can even stay longer. This is an extremely powerful way of keeping your cholent warm. So this person who likes to be out and about for Shabbos doesn't necessarily want to take a slow cooker for whatever reason they have. And they want to know, is there any issue with putting the cholent inside here, cooking it just before Shabbos, and then putting it inside one of these thermal cooker. Just call it as it is, thermal cooker before Shabbos, and it'll stay. Is there shayla of hatmona? We know that hatmona, badova ha moisif hevel, if the outer casing is moisif hevel, it's got a heating element, something which is moisif hevel, even if it's from the side, let's say it's a slow cooker from the side, afil hochi, it's also even before Shabbos. That's where we know that we have to be careful that we never put any food item which is double wrapped, be it a schnitzel from the fridge, be it a challah. When you warm up the challah Zayr Shabbos, we have to make sure there's not double wrapped the silver foil. Most people, even if they go round once and a bit more, they're not covering it twice round. It's quite a lot of silver foil to use. People are usually careful, but it can happen, especially I find challah shudas. A lot of people want to take a little bit left over of the challah from the first two meals, and they have a silver foil left over, and it's a big silver foil, and they wrap around the small little challah and they put it on top of the overturned pot on a hot plate. That's hatmona gemura, because you've taken a small piece of challah, a small chelik of challah, wrapped it in silver foil twice, and put it near a source of heat. That you couldn't do even on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you have a heter to wrap something, but dovah she'enoi moisiv hevel. I had a friend, it was a Choshev a guy in yeshiva, it was a roommate of mine. He told me his grandmother from Nebrak, she made cholent on the Erev Shabbos, and every Friday afternoon she took the cholent from the gas and put it on a bed and wrapped the bedding round that cholent, and it stayed hot all the way till Shabbos day. I said, Shkoyach, in Nebrak, you don't even need the cushion. No, but he said, even in the winter, it still managed to keep strong all the way till Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, again, it was done before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you can wrap something, but dovah she'ena moisiv hevel. And I think that this case is the example of dovah she'ena moisiv hevel, that even if it's so effective, on Shabbos you won't be able to do it. But before Shabbos, you can put it in. And once you put it in before Shabbos, you can take it out, put it back in, take it out, put it back in as well. There's a special heter in Reish Nun Zayin, Siv Dalad. Shulchan Aruch says, once you've done the hatmona before Shabbos, you can now take it out and then put it back in. It seems that you don't even have to hold on to it. You know these tanoim that you need when it comes to Chazorah. That's regarding Chazorah. You need to hold on to it. You need to all that. It's not clear that it applies to here. The Pasha says, once already mutman, you can already take it off, put it back in. It stays hot. I didn't do it myself. It's a very cheap, you can buy it. And he said it stays boiling. This was his nusach. His wife said, so it must be true. He said it stays absolutely boiling till Shabbos day, and he feels that's what he wants to do. Can you use it every single Shabbos? So now, slow cooker, a huge difference in the sense that the slow cooker has an element on the outside which is, makes it a dover hamoisiv hevel. Once you're moisiv hevel, you've got to stay away from atmona kimtach vacation. You've got to really stay away from it. And the reason, the way you get around it, by the way, how to get around the slow cooker shayla, is because the top lid is only covered once. Over here, you've got two lids. You've got one lid and you've got a further lid on top. That's why it's worse, there's a lid over here. Now, so you could argue and say there's a bit of a gap between the lid. If you look closely at the picture, you see there's a bit of a gap in between. Yes, Lord, that could be another heter. But even without that, some of them come without it. It's a real hatmana. It's not like a slow cooker, because the slow cooker has got the top part is only one cover. The lid, the glass lid is only one cover. That's why people have to be careful, by the way, that if you have a slow cooker, not to cover the top part of the slow cooker with a tea towel. I told you, I once saw someone washing their hands, and after they washed their hands with a tea towel, for Netilas Yadayim, for the Suda, they took the towel and draped it over the slow cooker. And there's a shayla of bishul, because the liquid of the wetness from the hand is going to be dried up. And then you've got atmana, lots of shayla going on with just that small miser. But I think in this case, l'chore, this should be okay. Bei mitzad is tova she'eino moisa, but it has to be before Shabbos. Before Shabbos you put it in, then you're fine. It has to stay throughout Bein HaShmoshes, and then after Bein HaShmoshes, after Nacht, then you can take it out if you need it. I think it's an interesting case. Besides for that, you've got a gap over there at the top. That could also be another heter, but without going into that detail, l'chore, that should be okay. It's an interesting shayla. Oh, now that, firstly, you're right. If this was a klisheni, fine. That's why I started off saying that this part was the pot that you put on the stove. That's the interesting thing over here. This is the pot that there's a klirishon, stays a klirishon. Your thermos flask has a different heter, and you're right. A thermos flask meikadin is absolutely fine on Shabbos because it's, yeah, there's no, even if it is atmana, laniach, that thermos flask is atmana, meaning you can take your thermos flask on Shabbos and put boiling hot water into it to keep for when you have a charusa later, to keep it hot or something, because klisheni there's no hatmona, and that's even on Shabbos, that's the real heter, because the klisheni is no shayach hatmona. And there's other heterim for thermos flask, but over here it's a whole different shayla. Over here we've got a klirishon that was aloish, you haven't got the same, you're in a completely different position. But im kozois, because the outer casing is not moisef hevel, that's why it's okay. I did say I only want to spend a few minutes, because I've got so many other shaylas to discuss, a few other papers behind this, but just so many people are asking about cutting hair. When it comes to Lag BaOmer HaBaal Leilu L'Tova this Friday, we know that Friday day, obviously you can cut hair, trim, there's no shayla at all. The question is, when it comes to, so very nice, when it comes to trimming a beard, so people have the option, the whole got a long Friday afternoon, if you can cut your own hair, why do Thursday night? Friday day is the best time, because Shabura brings shittas that holds that you need to keep the night time. In order for you to keep the heterim, to have the heter of Lag BaOmer, has to be only in the daytime, because we want to use the night of Lag BaOmer as one of the Lag Yom. So that's why Mishabur tells you to keep the nighttime and a bit of the daytime. But the Maisa, he brings Mekilim that allow you to actually cut hair Balayla as well. So Mishabur, Thursday night as well. So even if it's, to cut every Lag BaOmer, he allows the night time as well. He brings Mekilim as well to cut hair in the night time. I always remember in Yeshiva, all the Bachrim that were cutting hair, they wanted to know, have they got a heta? Firstly, the music is always a shayla. The dancing, the music, chasnas, yeah. All these shaylas. Mishabura had an interesting svara to be more machme by chasnas. Chasna here in the UK anyway, very tricky. You're not going to start a chuppah at 10 o'clock. It's not going to be negeah. Nacht is 8 and 9:59. It's a shawl, it is negeah. They will have that. So here, chasna is anyway not practical. But people find it practical to have haircuts. Mishabura Lamaisa brings Makinim. You should know, when it comes to the Yemea Sfira, where there's a registered kula, we go lekula. The Chokyak, Mishabura himself brings the Chokyak that says this Yemea Sfira is not the same level as the Moshe of the 3 weeks, and definitely not Shavuot Chalbay. And the Chokyak himself clearly says, whenever there's a good Sfara lehokal, we go with it. And therefore, if someone's struggling to get a barber, and they have an availability for Thursday night at 10 o'clock, it's partial by me that there's no swara to be machmeh. Obviously, for yourself, if it's a shayla of yourself trimming a beard Thursday night versus Friday day, then why go with the kula? That's obviously, that's the logic. But certainly, once you're having to deal with the baal, but with someone else, it's partial to be maker. The shayla is how much after shkia? Shkia is 9:02. That means Thursday night, shkia is 9:02. Can you already be maker from 9:02? Nacht is 9:59. Rabbi Osher Westheim used to like the idea of the half an hour after Shkia, especially when it comes to these type of inyonim, which are not, it's no derises, not even derabonons, it's minhogim, which we go to kula a lot of times. And therefore, he liked the idea, half an hour after 9:02, 9:32, if a person's got an opportunity to get a person who can do their hair.
Even though
the sphere is actually, you can't even count sphere, right. Actually it goes together, because the Mishabura says, where there's a need, you can even count from Shkia. It does work hand in hand. Mishabura says, because Sphere is only Durabonon, from Shkia you can already nem on its Nacht. There's a lot to branch out on this Shaila, but the Be'ikaron, you look at, it's a Mishabura Mufurish that brings 2 days about cutting hair. So ideally to avoid and do it on the day, so if it's Negev to yourself, then why not wait till Friday? But if you've got an opportunity to for other people, for a Baba, then it's Zecha from 9:32, L'Chariya Zecha UK. Next Shaila is, I don't know if I'm going to have time. Look, let's cram it in because I think it's quite a geschmack. As a divrei hakdama, people now in the summer, people are spending time outside in the garden, Shabbos afternoon. It's a very special time. We're zeicher to very good weather. I don't remember such a good summer for a long time. All I remember is that in the summer it rains a bit harder. I don't remember any difference between summer and winter. Baruch Hashem, we've got a good haschola. When it comes to the summer, it's special times to spend with the children. Abaya saw his Rebbe, Rabba. He saw his Rebbe, Rabba, sliding the child on the side of a behemoth. And he was, Rashi says, l'shashteya betinuk, to have enjoyment with his tinuk, with the child. Talking about one of the Amoraim, which almost didn't have time for anything, but they found time to play with the children Shabbos afternoon. And now when it comes to, people commonly have swings in the garden, and sometimes the swings is attached to a branch. And that is obviously going to be a shayla of mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos. Now I'm going to show you a very interesting picture. Have you seen this picture, Prophet? Have I showed you? Sorry?
In the
Shi'a. So we should have shared already. Okay, fine. So this Shaila, do we share the Shaila? We share the Shaila. So this is the COVID Shaila. So where you have things coming off a tree on Shabbos, here they made a minion outside, and they wanted to know, this is for the Shliach Tzibo. It's even got the Luchis at the top, and it's got the Stocker Pishka, and it's got a thing coming out, Zochus Yom Shabbos Lekatra, so it's also for Shabbos. And the Shaila is, can the Shliach Tzibo come with a Siddha and put it onto that Shtender on Shabbos? This is Mishtamash Be'ilon, it's resting on the tree. So this was a big debate, can you, can't you? These are all the Shailas that gets discussed. Like Rabbi Vita said, that we discussed it last week, so you can look back at the other shurim that we discussed it already. You have a swing coming off a branch, which is always going to be a problem because the branch moves. If the branch moves, it's always a problem. But what happens if you have a branch that doesn't move? This, unless you are over a certain amount of kilo, this branch is not going to move, right? Even if you sit on the swing, because it's a very, very firm tree. But imkozois, because it could be considered as one swing, that could be a problem on Shabbos, is worth bearing in mind that you're making sure it's twice indirectly attached to the tree. So if it's just wrapped around the tree, it's a problem. But if it's twicely removed, let's say you have a chain around the tree, and then off the chain comes the swing, that's going to be okay. To finish off with an interesting shayla, what's this? This one? Yeah, I think it's a problem. To put the siddur on it is a bit of an issue. Because it's not twicely indirect, it's once direct. This lechur is considered one piece, and therefore you'll need to make sure it's twicely. If it's got hooks, you're true. But once you have it twicely indirect, that means the swing is hanging off hooks or a chain, that's going to be okay. So it's very hard to work out the gedder. You need to spend 20 minutes on that, exactly. A very interesting shayla, someone was away for Shabbos just now, and they were next to a canal, a river, and they wanted to go for a long walk. Besides for the area of Tuchum and Shailas, we'll leave that out, but the shayla is, he's got a 2-year-old child that his wife said you can only take him on a walk if he goes with a special jacket. With the back of the jacket has got a lead. You know, leads we use for dogs. But this, you can get a jacket with a got a lead at the back for children. You see it sometimes. A two-year-old, a three-year-old, you want to be careful. So the wife was very nervous about things and said, I don't mind, we will go there Shabbos afternoon. You can go for a nice long walk. We sorted them out of Tuchumen because we had Riboh Ashal'eh. But regarding actually holding a lead in a place where there's no Erev, you would have thought it's mamash a problem. You hold a cup of coffee on Shabbos as a skila, so why should it be different if you're holding a lead? Why is it any different? The carrying a lead, which is attached to a child, is mamish mutter, I would have thought. Because Shulchan Aruch speaks about a dog, even if in a place where there's no Erev, someone was telling that we have to make a machor because he's seen people in Heaton Park, and Heaton Park is not part of the Erev, and they're carrying on Shabbos, which is taka true. I have to be careful that not to use Heaton Park because it's not part of the Erev. It's taka very important to know. But I asked him, what were they carrying? So he said, what do you mean? I saw them walking the dog on Shabbos. The Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch stated mafurish that it's mutter to walk a behema on Shabbos with a dog. It's a fascinating halacha. Meichatesi, you can walk, hold the lead on Shabbos. There's a swara that because the lead is letzorich the behema, it's guarding the behema, so it's bottled to the behema, you're allowed to even carry it. It's a chiddush nifla. The Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch stated mafurish, you just have to make sure you're holding the end of the lead and nothing sticks out more than the tefach beyond it, otherwise it looks like you're carrying that part of the lead. So Mashunan Diga Aloch and Mefurish Aloch and Shin Hei. Mefurish Aloch is Shin Hei seems to see Tazayin. And as I stay in Shulchan Aruch, and the Chayyah, the same thing, a person can't be worse than a dog, and therefore the Chayyah should be okay. A fascinating Svara of Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he tells us that if a person who has trouble with his eyesight and they need to have a dog as a lead to guide them, so there, it could be a problem to hold the lead, because the whole reason to hold the lead is because the lead is the tzorich the behema. So it's guarding the behema. Here it's not the tzorich the behema. Usually they're quite okay for themselves. Forget, they're leading the person who's having trouble, and therefore he's holding it for the person. And that Rav Shlomo Zalman says you might not have the heter. So a fascinating way of a twist how he changes it. Just to finish off with a fascinating nekuda that we had here in the Manchester Basin regarding a person who was a kohen. He was a kohen. This we have this week's parasha. Parasha's Emor state that Kohen has certain restrictions who they can marry and who they can't marry. The Ma'aser, he was married, is against the story why, how, and he was married to a Giyoris, which is obviously Mefurish, not a person, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Giyoris. A Giyoris is someone who was a Goy, became a Yid, there's a Kohen can't marry. The Ma'aser, he wanted, it was a major rush before Pesach to receive his get. So what was the Bahola? Why was it such a lachat? Because he wanted a Duchen. Right, and the rabbi said, you can't duchen. The Shulchan Aruch state that if a person is a cholol, if a person is married to a person who's not allowed to be married to, he's mefurash mechaba in kuvchav ches mefurash, you're not allowed to. So that was his whole rush, that he wants to make sure that he's going to do the get before Pesach, which Baruch Hashem he did. But one thing is very interesting, also mefurash mechaba, it's not enough the get. He had to make a neder al das rabim. That's very technical to know how you do this neder das rabim. Mechaba says that besides for doing the get, he has to make a neder al das rabim. The machlok is Rashi and Rabbi Natama how you do it. I'm not going to bore you with it. It's just the neder is that I'm not going to marry someone who's forbidden for me, because he's already done it, and now yes, he's done a get. So, but he has to do something more than a get. He has to do a get plus. Let's do a get plus. I will not do again. Not just stam, sorry, I will not do again. It has to be a neder, not stam a neder, which he could be mati. It has to be a neder al das rabim. Shai is a neder al das rabim. Make a neder al das three rabbonim. That only if they are approached to be mati for the person to marry someone not allowed to. A neder. So then, obviously, they're not going to agree to that. Only then it's okay. Then we have to arrange that.